It was the year 2035. It was a hot and sunny day at the Desert Eagle HQ in a remote desert in Australia. General Eagle was addressing the world leaders who partnered with the Eagle organization. Love, hope, truth, forgiveness. These are the needs of the world, and that's what Eagle will protect, declared General Eagle. He stood quietly with confidence while looking dignified, wearing his black business suit framing a red tie adorned with the Eagle organization symbol. The rich history of the Eagle organization was not only personified through General Eagle's strong demeanor, but it was also visible in the black eagle's head that was perched upon four feathers. Each feather had a different color star of blue, yellow, green, and red. General Eagle continued speaking to the audience of leaders. Not only is this the oath of Eagle, but it's what our partners across the globe must exemplify for us to achieve world peace. Standing in the corner of the room in support and admiration of General Eagle's leadership were his most trusted bodyguard Robert Hayes and his executive assistant Rhea Indus, the organization's in-house therapist. Eagle said, "I come to you today asking for your continued support in helping the organization get more recruits and funding. Today, I would like to present Pakistan as the next country to join our organization. As you're aware, Pakistan is in the middle of a civil war and is asking for our help." At that time, the world leaders began speaking amongst themselves. General Eagle could see the doubt and indecision of their faces. He interrupted their chatter with a calm but assuring voice, saying, "Let's not forget, this partnership is not only beneficial for Pakistan, but also a win for us all. This will strengthen our ability to reach our goals as an organization. With Pakistan being the sixth most populated country in the world and the 24th wealthiest, it would be a privilege and an honor if you would join me in voting to allow Pakistan to join us on this mission of protecting all of humankind from war and terrorism." Here at Eagle, we remind our workers and soldiers that failure isn't an option, because failure equals death, either yours or mine. If we increase our numbers, we decrease the chance of failure. General Eagle then asked the leaders, "All in favor?" Everyone in the room raises their hand. General Eagle proudly responds to the Pakistani leader, "Welcome to Eagle." As the summit ended, the world leaders began talking amongst themselves. While the president of Pakistan approached General Eagle, he started shaking General Eagle's hand and said humbly with gratitude, "Thank you." At that time, General Eagle's bodyguard Robert received a call on his earpiece. Robert quickly approached General Eagle and whispered quietly, "General, Tropic Eagle is under attack." General Eagle immediately displayed his strategic and methodical leadership trait by taking his time to analyze the information he had heard. As time continued to pass, Rhea grew concerned about the general's lack of response to what he had just heard from Robert. Rhea Indus addressed him by asking him, "Sir?" General Eagle responded, "Indus, we need to secure the leaders. I need you to take the leaders to the guest bunker. Agent Hayes, let's take no chances on their safety. I need each of their jets thoroughly inspected. And Indus, I need you to wait until I give you the order before anyone boards their plane." Standing near the three, one of the world leaders overheard their conversation and asked, "What's going on?" General Eagle answered the leader calmly by saying, "We have a level one emergency. Before I can let you board your planes, I need to guarantee your safety. To do so, I need everyone to head to the bunker while our inspectors do their job." While General Eagle was addressing the summit, something curious happened at the Tropic Eagle training base on a non-disclosed island in the Atlantic Ocean. Mysteriously, flies appeared to be heading toward the turrets surrounding the Tropic Eagle training base. At the radar tower at Tropic Eagle, an officer detected a swarm of flies passing by one of the turrets surrounding the base. The system confirmed the flies' DNA using a DNA scanner. The commander in the tower said, "Report, soldier." While looking at the radar, the soldier replied, "It appears just to be some flies, ma'am." The commander then asked, "Any diseases?" "No, ma'am," said the officer. A fly landed on a manually operated turret guarded by a soldier. The soldier was sitting and relaxing, reading a comic called Swift Beetle. Another of the flies gets into the data center and lands on a data box, sets off an EMP, and causes the control room at Tropic Eagle to experience a total blackout. A commander in the control room at Tropic Eagle yells out to everyone, "Level 1 emergency! I repeat, level 1 emergency!" The emergency alarm begins sounding. The guard at the mineral turret hears the siren and puts down the comic. But it's too late. The fly that landed on the manually operated turret self-destructs, blowing up the tower and killing the guard. While hurrying to get the soldiers to the bunker door underneath the chow hall, the commanders yell to the soldiers, "Move, move!" Tropic Eagle comes under fire at that time, when 8 aircrafts begin firing their machine guns as they fly over, hitting and killing the Eagle guards. The enemy aircraft lands, and in the blink of an eye, the back door to the plane drops, and when suddenly a red sea of henchmen starts running out shooting. Looking menacing, they wore black body armor and white helmets covered with patterns of red hearts and numbers. As the henchmen land, a man wearing black and green parachutes from the sky heads towards the hospital. The man falling from the parachute drop is the ruthless villain known as Rayblade. Rayblade's partners in crime were also landing on top of the other buildings, i.e. Triclops, Blast Cannon, and Ostrich. Triclops is wearing a black mask that resembles night vision goggles. Using the right lens from his goggles, Triclops starts shooting an energy beam, creating a circle on the rooftop. Then with his left lens, he starts scanning the floor underneath. The X-ray scanner detects 4 guards in the hallway below, when suddenly, the circle piece of the ceiling drops below, barely missing the guards. Waiting to fire, the 4 guards look up through the hole in the ceiling, see nothing but a bright white flash of light that suddenly blinds the 4 guards. With no time to waste, Triclops blasts 2 guards with his plasma beams that pierce their chests. The remaining 2 guards begin firing up at the hole when a red beam blasts through the ceiling as one of the remaining guards falls and the other hears him fall. Without hesitation, another beam of red plasma blasts through the roof, burning through the head of the last guard. Triclops drops from the big hole in the ceiling as the last guard's body drops. He walks carelessly over the dead bodies of the guards he just exterminated. Meanwhile, a guard raises his gun in the security center building at Blast Cannon when suddenly the guard's head is hit by a computer screen at high speed. Blast Cannon continues walking through the room full of computers. He detects guards turning the corner into the computer room where he's at. He holds up his metal arm at the door leading into the hallway, blasting the hall full of guards with his arm cannon without looking. Blast Cannon walks toward the guard he previously threw the computer at. He then picks up the guard and tosses him through the glass ceiling like a human cannonball. He then uses the body mid-air like target practice and blasts the guard's body toward the radar center, causing it to explode. Meanwhile, at Desert Eagle, General Eagle and Robert enter the bunker control room. General Eagle says, "Tell me what happened." "Satellite images capture explosives detonated on the islands," says Officer 1. "We lost all contact with Tropic Eagle, but they did sound their alarm using their emergency power line," Officer 2 told the general. "It had to be an EMP," General Eagle suspected. "Sir, we found satellite images of jets flying and landing at Tropic, and we found this," says Officer 3 while handing General Eagle a tablet of a satellite image of the black and white jets with heart logos on them. "Card soldiers," General Eagle answers. "Yep, it's her," says Robert while looking at the photo over General Eagle's shoulder. General Eagle looks up and commands, "I want locations of the 3 nearest strike squads to the islands." Officer 4 tells him, "Squad 80, 1 hour away," General Eagle replies. "Okay."
Officer 5 shouts, Squad 97 is 30 minutes away. Then Officer 6 says, Squad 74 is 5 minutes away. General Eagle then replies with a smile on his face, Perfect. General Eagle then asks the officers in the room, I want Squad 74 to the training base, now. Tell them to eliminate all targets. Another officer from across the room suddenly shouts, Sir, we just got word that Triclops, Blast Cannon, Rayblade, and Ostrich are also on the islands. General Eagle thinks, all of her heavy hitters at our training facility. What is she planning? General Eagle then says to Officer 6, Update Squad 74's mission. Tell them this. At the same time, at the Tropic Eagle obstacle course, one of the Queen of Hearts' goons, Ostrich, walks out of a boat while card soldiers run off the ship behind and around him. An ostrich sees guards in the trenches. He runs at full speed and jumps into the air twice as high as an average human could. A guard looks over his shoulder and sees Ostrich as he falls from the sky. As Ostrich lands, he does the forward splits and stabs two guards with his mailed claws. He stands upright and lands in the trenches, grabbing both bodies, using them as shields against the other two guards, and throws the bodies on them. Ostrich suddenly pulls out throwing knives, throws a knife to the left, and quickly throws a knife at the guard to his right, hitting both of the guards' throats. Ostrich then sees something over his shoulder and runs away. Dodging a sniper shot, Ostrich then begins running at super speed, avoiding four more sniper shots. While the sniper at the sniper tower is reloading, Ostrich sees him and throws a knife, hitting the sniper in the neck. As the sniper falls from the building, Ostrich runs off. Four guards walk out from the stairs and into a hallway at the Tropic Eagle Hospital. The guards split into opposite directions of the hallway, two on the left, two on the right. As they begin to spread out, Rayblade drops in between them from the ceiling. He grabs one of the guards on the left. Using his piercing ability, Rayblade kicks his foot and through the guard's left leg, separating the lower half of the guard's leg from his upper half. Rayblade then pushes him onto the other guard standing next to him. Rayblade punches a hole through the chest of one of the guards on the right and pushes the guard onto the last standing guard. The guard beneath his partner, who Rayblade had separated his leg, reaches for his gun holster. Rayblade turns around and sees the guard pulling out a pistol. The guard shoots, but Rayblade reacts quickly by diving back into the stairway door behind him. The bullet barely misses him and hits the metal frame of the door. The two surviving guards jump up and flank the stairwell door when one of them pulls out a tranquilizer gas grenade. Rayblade punches through the wall in the stairwell and through the head of the guard holding the gas. The last surviving guard charges into the stairwell towards Rayblade while shouting, You mother! And begins shooting while finishing his phrase. Suddenly, Rayblade does an acrobatic movement on the stairwells and kicks the guard's head and throwing him into the corner of the stairwell and pushing his foot through the guard's head. Meanwhile, at Desert Eagle, Rhea walks up to General Eagle. She tells him, General, the guests have left successfully. General Eagle replies, Ah, thank goodness. An officer says to General Eagle, Sir, Squad 74 is 1 minute away from Tropic Eagle. General Eagle asks, Did you send them their tactical plans? The officer answers, Yes, sir. With a confident voice, Eagle answers, Let's show them why we're the best of the best. Back at Tropic Eagle, a dropship holding Squad 74 flies by and drops four landing pods, each containing a member of Squad 74. The four pods land at Tropic Eagle.